You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Don't you see? It's so simple. Step one, we Google the biggest flops on Broadway. Step two, we find the crazy stories behind them. Step three, we see how they lose millions of dollars.
Millions?
Broadway isn't cheap. A lot of fancy people want to be producers. Step four, find out why the show won't go on. Step five, end this episode and head to Times Square.
Times Square? That'll never work. Only Broadway successes are in Times Square.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Welcome!
Hi, what's up, theater geeks?
What is up, geeks? Welcome.
Welcome to the show. This is Ebony.
Oh yeah, we have to introduce ourselves first. I'm Pamela. You've stumbled upon Theater Geeks Anonymous, the show where we talk about Broadway flops, scandals, and new works. This is our intermission-sode, numero
cinco.
I'll put a little, like, echo on that or something.
Yeah, so we today, when we do the intermission sodes, we don't talk about flops so much as just like what's happening on Broadway.
Totes, like, or what the news is.
Yeah, things that we saw and stuff like that. And so we wanted to talk about today the Lion King 20-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. I won't sing the whole thing, but happy anniversary. That's so cool. 20 years is amazing.
Yeah. There's one thing I have, like, this love-hate with, is that, like, when I go see a musical that has African-American actors, almost all of them have been in The Lion King at some point. And I'm like, it's a little bit better now, but there was a time when, like, Disney was the only, only people employing people of color.
It's true. I recall seeing that, too, when you see a different show and you're like, every single person, the first credit they have on their program is The Lion King, yeah.
Which, like, is awesome. Go Disney. But, like, Come on, everyone else.
Let's open this up. I mean, it is exciting because I can't remember the actress name right now. And I'm just thinking of this as we're speaking. So I'm not prepared. But The Pajama Game has a black actress in the lead role, which has never been done before. And if you think about it in terms of, like, something like, or not The Pajama, Bells Are Ringing.
Where?
I don't know. Maybe I should have, like, researched before I did this.
Like, right now, it's going to happen?
It's going to happen. I've seen the pictures. Just a second. Let me find it.
Okay.
I think it's the Pajama Game.
Okay. So I missed a couple of days of my Broadway briefing. So I'm, like, two or three days behind because I was starting a new job and, like, did not have time to read up on things. And also, usually Kevin runs down the stairs and is like, Ebony!
Guess what happened?
Yeah. but I was so busy trying to clear everything up that we didn't have our usual powwow about what's going on in the theater.
Mm.
So I miss that news. That super fun, exciting news.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I cannot find it now. Well, let's just cut all that.
Well, we can.
I'm sorry.
You'll find it and we'll
Maybe
talk
it
about
is
it.
Bells are ringing.
Bells are ringing.
Yeah, let me keep looking.
In the
I'm
meantime,
sorry.
Let's chit-chat about the movie cast. Guys, the Lion King movie cast.
Beyonce.
Holy jeez.
For heaven's sake.
James is back.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I cannot. That, I think you're right. I was more excited about James Earl Jones than anything because he was obviously the original Mufasa in the animated movie.
Yes.
And he's just, he's timeless.
Yeah.
The man never ages. The man will never die.
I hope not. Please.
I know. Please don't ever. He's wonderful.
He's wonderful. That, and I'm also super excited that John Oliver is going to be Zazu.
I know. He's going to be so good.
Yeah. He's perfect. He's absolutely perfect. Somebody on Twitter said that casting is so perfect. It's almost offensive. I was like, yes, I agree. It's so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But James and him were probably the ones I was most excited about. Then you also have Danny Glover, who's going to be older Simba.
Mm-hmm.
You have Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen, who are going to be Timon and Pumbaa, respectively. You're going to have Alfre Woodard, who's going to be Simba's mom.
She's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
She's got that kind of, lioness, yeah. older lioness presence mm-hmm. anyway.
Truly, truly. And then, oh, this is the other piece I'm stupid excited about. Scar is going to be Chiwetel Ejiofor from 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yeah. I did not recognize the name. Oh, man.
Yeah. His voice is, oh, man, this yeah. is going to be so good. Oh, I'm so excited. You,
it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so good. So good job on you, Disney, for doing totally. A, I mean, all my childhood dreams coming true of a live action Lion King. And then you really did an excellent job with the casting. So good on you, Disney.
And okay, I'm going to go off script here.
Sure.
Because as I'm looking for the thing that I can't find, mm-hmm. There is another movie that they're making based on a Broadway musical.
Hello Again?
Yes, with Audra McDonald. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, there are other people in it that we all know from Broadway. Cheyenne Jackson. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of anyone else right now. But, like, people from, like, real, like, mainstream movies, like Martha Plimpton and yeah. Sam Underwood and...
Martha's done a lot of theater, though, too.
That's tons. True. That's very a true. I don't think she's ever done a musical, though, has she?
I don't think so. The last thing I saw her in was the one she was with John Lithgow and she was just in Sunset Boulevard.
Was she?
What? No. What's her name? Was just in Sunset. Oh. I'm blanking on
Glenn
her name.
Glenn Close?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So she was in... I can't remember the name
That's
of the play.
Okay. I'm We're blanking. All blanking on everything
I know, it's
today.
Really bad. But the last thing Martha Plimpton did on Broadway was with John Lithgow and Glenn Close.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
She is amazing. There was a movie that she did a long time ago, and I watched it as a kid, so I can't remember the name of it, but it was like with Yardley Smith, who
Who's
was
that?
Lisa Simpson in The Simpsons.
Oh.
It was her voice. But anyway, like, I remember, it was like, her name was Billy something, so it was something, something, something Billy or something mm-hmm. like that. And she was in trouble with the police, but I can't remember why. Oh. And it was, she was I'm like running
up.
Away and like she would, you know, met up with a bunch of misfits that went with her. And it was like a standoff between she and the police. I don't know, remember, but it was a really good movie. I guess
I'm
going
to have to Google
up.
That now.
You
it's
should.
Okay. You know what, guys? There's some information for you. Go ahead and Google it.
See if you can find it. Let's do these like mystery adventure hunts.
Yeah.
Every
scavenger
intermission.
Hunts.
It's scavenger hunt. That's what it mm-hmm. is. Every intermission episode, yeah. I'm going to give you some clues to a movie that I watched as a kid. And you,
have, to
figure out what
out.
It is.
Thanks, Google.
That's amazing. Thanks, Internet. You're awesome.
Well.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
Our last piece of business.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about this concert.
So, do we want to talk about Broadway Bound or my concert?
I think we only have really time for the one. Which
okay,
do you want to talk
ours.
About? Okay.
Let's do the one, because that one. We have some super exciting news, guys. Guess what? You can see Pamela and I live.
Whee! Not in the TGABUA kind of way.
No, but we're going to be there and we're going to be in person and that should be super exciting.
And we're going to be performing. Tell us about the original concept about this concert.
Because
this is all Ebony.
So I have this idea that actually spawned from the song Random Black Girl. And if you've not listened to it and you have Spotify, go on and listen to it. Patina Miller sings it. And it's just about this black woman trying to be an actress and not being understood. And the only parts she get are like, she can get her like in The Color Purple or playing a mammy, stuff like that.
Or Lion King.
Or the Lion King. And so I sent it to my roommate, Megan, who's an avid listener of the podcast. And she's like, she said, it would be so cool if someone did a concert around this idea of like typecasting. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, that's a brilliant idea. And I'd already been playing with the idea of doing something to raise money for a couple of not-for-profit organizations. So I went ahead and contacted a few friends. My friend Jody.
That's cute.
My friend Jody Beck responded immediately, and she's like produced 8 cabarets before. So she's like, she knows how to do this. I've never produced a cabaret before. So I was like, I need your help. Thank you so much for joining the team. And then we just hired this girl. She's so great. Her name is Madeline Smith. She is the youngest female to ever conduct on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she...
What did she conduct?
She conducted Waitress.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So she's brilliant, and she is working with us as music director, and it's a whole long...
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's new. That's exciting. New. Yeah, yeah. And she... this whole story about how we found her is just so funny, because I was getting to a point where I was like, are we going to have a music director? Oh no, what's happening? But she's a godsend.
That's awesome.
So the concert's going to be January 21st, which is a Sunday, at 6:30 PM, at the Duplex Cabaret Theater. Tickets are on sale now. If you follow me on Twitter, I've been posting about it on Twitter at the TGA B-Way Twitter handle.
I will post that on Facebook in the next couple of days as well.
And then also, if you follow me on Instagram, my handle is at Lucy Loves Drama. It's also there in the profile. You can go to www.purplepass.com/typecast0121, which is the date.
Okay. So, I was like, wow, that's a lot.
I know.
But you're right. It's the date. So that's easy to remember.
Yeah. 0121
January
is the date.
21st.
Yep.
Tell us who else is involved.
So Pamela's going to be singing. That's super exciting.
She asked and I said yes. It's a hardship, I know. I'm just so shy. I don't like singing in front of people.
Better get into a new line of business, kid. And then right now we've also got a gentleman named Nathan Ramsey, who played Watson, and a friend. I have some friends who are creating this thing called Superbooks, and he played Watson in their Sherlock and their Sherlock Holmes rendition. So he's going to sing. He's also going to play guitar. And we're still working on building the rest of our cast. Songs that we have chosen are from Dear Evan Hansen, A Chorus Line, The Scottsboro Boys. We have a song from 9 to 5. I mean, this song list I've been listening to over and over and over and over. And I just love it so much. So I think that it's going to be a great time. Especially if those couple of days are hard for you for reasons that are pretty obvious, I would say, and you really feel like, you know, sometimes you begin to feel helpless and like, what can I do to change things and how can I make things better in the world, because things are so difficult right now and with all the pain and suffering, this is the perfect thing. Like, you can go and you can be with other people who are like-minded, and you can, like, all the proceeds are going to go to these two organizations, Life After Hate, which is a organization that's working to pull people out of hate groups and end hate.
Wow.
And then the other organization is called Drama Club, and that organization works with young people who've been caught up in the criminal system, and they use performing arts to give them a voice.
Yes.
Yeah. To give them a voice. And the recidivism rate after they go through this program is extremely low.
That's awesome.
So all the proceeds will go to these two organizations.
I encourage you to know that you're supporting something amazing, and you're just going to be entertained while you do it.
That's right. I mean, when in your life is having drinks and, like, having as many drinks as you want actually helping people? This is one of those times where drinking will actually help people.
I might have a couple drinks and after.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Why not?
So tickets are, if you buy them online, $15. If you buy them at the door, they're $20.
Okay.
And then there's a 2-drink minimum. So, you know, have 2 drinks. have 4 drinks. Just don't drive home after is all I'm saying.
And I just listened to a Freakonomics episode that said don't walk after either, because apparently pedestrians that are drunk are more likely to get hit by cars and perhaps even perish. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, dear. So hopefully the trains are actually working that evening.
MTA, get your stuff together.
For real.
Seriously. Like, I'm afraid to even leave my house anymore. It's like, will I get there? Will I get back?
Right.
I had a friend that was stuck on 34th Street in Manhattan and could not get back to Queens because apparently they just stopped running at a certain time.
The struggle is real.
It's awful.
Yeah. We pay more. You know what the MTA's logo is? You know what their slogan is?
No.
Pay more, get less.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. It's true.
It is true.
Pay more, get abused.
Get abused.
Mm. Hate them.
Grateful I don't have to have a car, but sometimes I'm like, is it worth it?
I do have a car, but I wouldn't drive back into Manhattan. Right. Like, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, I've got the car for other stuff.
Right. Not to
Costco and things.
Yeah.
Whenever I say Costco, it's like a... My little Illinois accent comes out.
It does.
Costco. 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 But then I'm also very precise and I say Costco. My friend Juliet makes fun of me because she goes Costco. And I was like, yeah, Costco. That's what it's called.
That's actually what it's called, though.
Not Costco. Costco. Mm-hmm.
That's how it's spelled.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, I just like to say things the way they're supposed to be said.
Well, that's this intermission sode.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Or not. I mean, yes, thank you. I don't know why I've become so combative to people.
If they heard this, they're listening.
That's true.
Yeah.
So hats off. Hats off to you. I've been working on it. It's terrible still. Hats off. Wait, oh, there's one girl on that show that I talked about in the last intermission show, that baking show from the Australia.
Uh-huh.
Zumbo Sweet Just Desserts, mm-hmm. who will say something like, I'm just so glad to be here. Like, here.
Uh-huh.
And it's just amazing. Like, it's really fascinating to me to listen to these different dialects and think, like, wow. Like, Australia is huge, so, right. You know, yeah, there's going to be different, like, right. accents and
it's
things.
It's just like England is like
yeah.
that.
And just
yeah.
like in the United States, you know, you're going to have your northern, you're going to have your northeastern, you're right. going to have your Midwest, you're going right. to have your southern, whatever. But from one Aussie to the next, they had just a completely different accent. How is a girl supposed to learn an Australian accent if they all sound different?
It's like people with British accents. They think they're people who try to have a British accent and they think there's just like one way to do it.
They all speak like this.
They don't all speak like that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Oh, man. Now our Brit who listens is going to be like, what is happening?
Do we have a Brit that listens?
We probably do because we didn't know we had an Australian who listened. And then
reach
she was like,
reach out. Dude. Reach out, Brit. You reach out to me and tell me who you are. I want to know. I'm curious.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now that really is our episode of Intermission.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, geeks. Could you just do us a favor and go to Facebook at Theater Geeks Anonymous?
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at TGA.
B-way. Also, TGABUA@gmail.com.
Perfect.
To send us any comments.
Ideas for our intermission episodes.
Totally. Oh my gosh. Anything you want to send us there. Or you can also message us on either Twitter or Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Like, share, follow.
Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, and where else are we?
We're also on SoundCloud and Stitcher if you are an Android user.
Right. Which I'm not. I don't know. I mean, none of my friends are. I'm just
so kidding. Are we not friends? Is that what you're saying?
What are you talking about? We're more than friends. This is going way south. Okay. So anyway, thank you guys. You're awesome. Thanks for listening. Send us to all of your friends.
Yeah. If there's anybody you know that you think will like us, please
totally.
Tell them to listen.
Hey, if you go to college in a theater department, spread us around.
Yeah, I mean,
spread us like a sun butter.
Listen, if you want to be the ultimate theater geek.
Oh.
And know about shows that nobody else knows mm-hmm. about. I think you might want to be trying to listen to us.
You could be going to your 9 p.m. rehearsal going, hey, guys, have you ever heard of the show Senator Joe?
Yeah.
Or maybe something called, I don't know, Kelly?
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you so
Thanks,
much
guys.
For listening.
Bye. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.